Good morning, everyone. It's Dennis Sue calling. Lord willing, I'll be sharing with you this week. So I would just like to share some encouragement for us this week. And I will be reading in John, probably starting in chapter 12. So let's just pray and ask the Lord to convict our hearts and just to show us truth and to renew our hearts and to encourage us to continue in His work. So before we start the messages and the week, why don't we have a prayer? We'll just pray for the Lord to lead us through the week with these daily devotions and for each and every one of us that is listening in. Lord, we just come to You and we ask You for Your grace, Your mercy. And we thank You for the blood of Jesus, first off. And Lord, we without that, we cannot go through this life. We'd be discouraged and struggling. And Lord, we do have struggles, even though we are saved. We have accepted Christ as our Saviors. And Lord, if there's any that are not saved, Lord, just reach out to them. And Lord, we also pray for the ones that are listening in, that You would bless their hearts with Your word. Not with me speaking, but because Your word is truth. And it cleanses us and it lifts us up. It encourages us. So we thank You, Lord, for this opportunity. And we just pray that You would bless our week and especially pray that You could use me as a vessel. And Lord, we just ask Your blessing upon these messages. We pray this in Jesus' name. So why don't I get started here in chapter 12. I'll just read through here and try to speak out on some, and feel free to leave a message after the inspiration if you feel to do so. Chapter 12 of John, verse 1. Then Jesus, 6 days before the Passover, came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, which had been dead, whom He raised from the dead. Isn't that amazing? Jesus, how powerful He is. Do we really realize how powerful Christ is? That He can raise us from the dead. And you know, if we think about it, we were dead at one point. We were spiritually dead. And maybe there's some of you that are still spiritually dead. Maybe you haven't been born again. Haven't been saved, your sins haven't been forgiven. And my prayer is that you would just seek the Lord and be saved, have your sins forgiven. But that's just a beautiful picture there. He raised Lazarus from the dead. And that just gives us a picture of power, of how powerful Christ was. And through God, through the Father. Verse 2, it says, there they made Him a supper, and Martha served, but Lazarus was one of them that sat at the table with Him. And just like I shared before, like Christ being powerful and mighty, and it's almost hard for us to grasp that. There they made Him a supper, made Christ the supper, and Martha served, but Lazarus was one of them that sat at the table with Him, and one that was dead now sat at the table with them. Then took Mary, this is verse 3, then took Mary a pound of ointment of spikenard very costly and anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair, and the house was filled with the odor of the ointment. And I don't know exactly what this ointment was, but I kind of picture it as a perfume or something special. And Mary was blessed with having Jesus there, and she wanted to bless him. I guess this is the picture I'm getting here. And so she used this expensive and high-dollar ointment to bless her. And she just forgot about how expensive it was. And isn't that the way we should be more? Just bless other people and give honor and grace and glory to God, to Christ, to God, Father. And may our hearts be filled with joy. May our hearts be a blessing. And we can only do that by reading the Word, and I think we'll get to that a little later. The Word is truth, and the Word cleanses us, and it fills us with the Holy Spirit. It blesses our heart. Verse 4, it says, "Then says one of his disciples, Judas, Zechariah, Simon's son, which should betray him, why was not this ointment sold for 300 pence and given to the poor?" And do we get that picture? Why was not this ointment sold for 300 pence and given to the poor? Why was he so concerned to sell this ointment and to make money? You know, if we just look at this verse here, verse 5, why was not this ointment sold for 300 pence and given to the poor? You know, given to the poor. If we look at it very shallow, it's like, well, why don't you sell it and give it to the poor? But, see, there's truth and some untruths mixed in there. That's the picture I'm getting here. Maybe somebody could correct me on it, but... And how often do we try to do this? And okay, before I go on, I wanted to share here. Satan likes to try to mix some truths in, but still there's some untruths there, which is, how could you say that? It makes it look good to man's eye. What he wanted to do, it made it look good to a man's eye, but to Christ, deep down in his heart, it was not right. He had some other motive, and let's just keep reading there. I think we'll get the picture further down, even in the next verse here. "This he said, not that he cared for the poor." That's what I was trying to get there. Kind of explains it here. "This he said, not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief and a bag, and had the bag and bare what was put therein." And excuse me. So I'm getting the picture. What is our motive sometimes? Do we sometimes try to make things look good? And deep down in our heart, we're trying to benefit ourselves, or it's a selfish will, and we mix enough truths in there that somebody might say, okay, that's a good idea, but it benefits us. It's not, we're promoting. So may the Lord just seek our hearts and make sure we have the right motive to do what we do, and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, from all evilness, from any deceivedness that might be in our heart. And, you know, even though we might be born again and we might be walking with God, we still need to be cleansed and grow and be filled with the Holy Spirit. We need to walk daily with Him. And just may our prayers and may our goals be to walk closer with Him. And it's a challenge, it's especially a challenge for me, but I just want to encourage us to continue. I was just blessed with Brother Ephraim's message here last week. I think it was Friday. He had a blessed message there. Verse 7 here it says, "Then said Jesus, let her alone. Against the day of my burning has she kept it." Bearing, I think it says there. For the poor, for the poor always you have with you, but me you have not always. So he was rebuking Jesus. He was rebuking Judas. He says, "Let her alone. Against the day of my bearing has she kept this. For the poor always you have with you, but me you have not always." So let's just check our hearts there. "But people of the Jews therefore knew that he was there, and they came not for Jesus' sake only, but that they might see Lazarus also, whom he had raised from the dead." Even the people from the Jews came to see, not only for Jesus, but to see Lazarus, see this guy that Christ raised up from the dead. Doesn't it give us a powerful picture of Christ? And maybe, maybe some of us are struggling and just seems like Christ is far from us. God is far from us. But we need to realize he is really close. And there again, let's share before, what is our motive? May we just come boldly to the throne of grace. Come boldly to God. And not give up and just wander off in selfishness and just give up on it. May we fight the good fight of faith. Verse 10 says, "But the chief priests consulted that they might put Lazarus also to death." So he didn't only want to kill Jesus, he also wanted to kill Lazarus. "Because that by reason of many of the Jews went away and believed on Jesus." See, there was more getting converted there, believing on the name of the Lord Jesus, "because that by reason of him, many of the Jews went away and believed on Jesus." Isn't that a beautiful picture? And, you know, if we're living in sin, if we're living with struggles, can we see and can we realize that Christ is powerful? Christ needs to be our power source to overcome anything. May we get this picture and remember and try to grasp this, that he raised Lazarus from the dead. That's a powerful verse right there. Verse 12, it says, "On the next day, much people." It doesn't say a little bit of people, it says much people that were come to the feast. "When they heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem, took branches of palm trees." Listen to this one. "Took branches of palm trees and went forth to meet him and cried, Hosanna, blessed is the King of Israel that cometh in the name of the Lord. And Jesus, when he had found a young ass, sat thereon, as it is written, Fear not, daughter of Zion, behold, thy king cometh sitting on an ass colt. These things understood not his disciples, at the first. But when Jesus was glorified, then remembered they that these things were written of him, and that they had done these things unto him. The people, therefore, that was with him when he had called Lazarus out of his grave, had raised him from the dead, bear record. There's people there that bore record of Lazarus coming out of his grave. For this cause, the people also met him, for that they had heard that he had done this miracle. The Pharisees therefore said among themselves, "Receive ye, how ye prevail nothing. Behold, the world is gone after him." And I'm not sure if I'm following through with everything right there, what I just read, or I'm grasping everything. So just as I'm sharing, I'm trying to learn too. So just bear with me and pray for me as we pray together. And verse 21, it says, "The same came therefore." Oh, I think I was ready for verse 20 here. "And there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same came therefore to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, Sir, we would see Jesus. Philip cometh and tell us Andrew, Andrew and Philip tell Jesus, and Jesus answered them, saying, The hour is come that the Son of Man should be glorified." This is a beautiful picture. The hour is come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it beareth forth much fruit. I just want to leave you with that picture. And verily, let's just repeat that. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. That's a picture. You know, we know if we put a seed in the ground, that seed has to die and sprout, and then it shoots forth life. You know, if you take a corn stalk. Or a corn plant, and you uproot it, there's not going to be seed there anymore. There's going to be a root under the ground. And that's a picture of us. We need to die. I'm talking in a spiritual sense here. We need to die to self, be done with ourselves, and we need to just surrender our whole lives. Once we're dead, done, and I'm not saying physically dead, but spiritually, on the spiritual side, and accept Christ as our Savior, then new life comes up. It's called born again. It's called converted. So, I want to leave you with that, and may the Lord bless you all.